Welcome to Dateline RIT with Mike Safran.
Dateline RIT, September 27, 2007. Fibs revealed and other potentially damaging content on social networking websites such as Facebook have been known to hurt prospects for job seekers. Is it a case of youthful indiscretions outliving youth? Whereas in the past, youthful indiscretions eventually faded away, RIT communication professor Susan Barnes says their life online today may be infinite.
Oh, yeah. We have no idea how long that crazy picture of you drinking is going to be up there for. And 10 years later, when you're, trying to run for office, this is going to come back and haunt you.
So why do people post things that they'll later regret? Is it because the technology is so new? After all, social networking sites and the whole Web 2.0 phenomenon are relatively youthful themselves. Are people, especially today's youth, simply unaware of the potential ramifications?
We have to realize this is a new technology, so we don't have any rules established yet. And unfortunately, Facebook and MySpace and a lot of the social networking sites have been dominated by, high school kids. And these kids aren't as mature. They don't know. So they've set a lot of rules and guidelines and not realizing that the internet is a very powerful tool and it really is something that everybody can get access to.
So what's your best advice? Is it simply a matter of using common sense online?
Yeah, you have to make sure it's something that really you wouldn't be embarrassed about and couldn't come back and haunt you. You can't just throw things up on the internet when you're in a crazy mood or for a joke. You have to be real careful about the types of things you put up there.
That's RIT communication professor Susan Barnes, associate director of RIT's Lab for Social Computing. Dr. Barnes, recently quoted by Wired Magazine. RIT research professor of consumer finance Robert Manning, author of the book Credit Card Nation, sees a conflict of interest when universities make deals with credit card companies to market plastic to students. Dr. Manning, describe what you've termed these sweetheart deals and why, in your view, they're harmful to students.
These exclusive marketing agreements will often specify student email addresses, telephone numbers, and mailing addresses. So what will happen is that the exclusive credit card issuing company will essentially start the ball rolling with the first credit card. And once that credit card appears on the student's credit report, then other credit card companies will essentially pull those reports and start aggressively mailing to them as the second or third credit cards. There is no discussion about the interest rates or the penalty fees or the kinds of marketing that could be limited on these college campuses. This is simply a way for universities to pocket seven-digit royalties. There's no counterbalance in terms of universities setting aside a portion of these funds for a financial education program, a debt refinancing among students with financial difficulties. And my new study will show the fact is, as we attract more and more first-generation college students from more modest financial means, they find more and more financial pressures back home. These exclusive marketing deals have really, in many cases, set up a large proportion, particularly our first-year students, into financial distress.
That's RIT consumer finance professor Robert Manning, recently quoted in Business Week. On the RIT campus this week, Chief Communications Officer Bob Finnerty brushes up on his Spanish, and he previews this season's RIT Tigers men's hockey season. And News and Events Managing Editor Vienna Carvalho has highlights from the latest issue.
Hola, this is Bob Finnerty. A head of state is coming to RIT. The president of the Dominican Republic, Leonel Fernandez, is expected to visit September 28th. President Fernandez will tour the Kate Gleason College of Engineering, the Galisano College of Computing and Information Sciences, the College of Imaging Arts and Sciences, and the Center for Integrated Manufacturing Studies. The Dominican Republic and RIT are looking at ways to build their relationship. RIT now offers a master's degree in service management and collaborates with Pontificia Universidad Católica Madre y Maestro, a major university in Santo Domingo. It's still 80 degrees in Rochester, but hockey season is upon us. The Atlantic Hockey Association held its media day September 26th at Blue Cross Arena in downtown Rochester. Atlantic hockey coaches gave their predictions for the upcoming season. RIT won the league's regular season championship last year and will be a major contender this year in its pursuit of reaching the NCAA D1 tournament. For more on RIT hockey, including ticket sales for the October 27th Cornell game, go to ritathletics.com. This is Bob Finnerty on the RIT campus.
This is News and Events Managing Editor Vienna Carvalho. In the current issue of News and Events, the Kate Gleason College of Engineering dedicated its new multi-million-dollar research wing of the James E. Gleason Building during a September 7th ceremony. The new addition includes a number of state-of-the-art labs that will assist in advancing the college's collaborative efforts with area companies, promote expansion of research initiatives, and provide additional facilities for undergraduate and graduate student work, including senior design. Also in the current issue of News and Events, read about a $330,000 National Science Foundation grant recently won by RIT's Center for Computational Relativity and Gravitation. The grant will help RIT astrophysicists build a new computer cluster named New Horizons that will make the center host to one of the largest computing facilities in the region. The new supercomputer will help researchers create more refined simulations. And read our student spotlight that this week shines on Stephen Baker, an orientation student volunteer who is doing his part to bring the spirit of community to campus. Read more about these stories and other RIT news in the September 20th issue of News and Events. This is Vienna Carvalho on the RIT campus.
This has been Dateline, RIT, September 27, 2007. I'm Mike Safran on the RIT campus.
For more on these stories and other RIT news, visit www.rit.edu/news. Dateline RIT is produced by RIT University News Services.